this is a very basic template deck to help introduce people to the format, and, you know, feel free to edit it as you please, depending on your preferred play style, of course. But for the most part, this is what decks in this lesser-known format are going to look like. Of course, this deck has the most iconic monster of the format, Jinzo, leading the pack. However, there's also room for Summon Skull because of the fact that there's Premature Burial, Call of the Haunted, and Monster Reborn that can bring it out, and if it's used against Jinzo, that's a plus one in your favor. As you can tell by the release of Labyrinth of Nightmare, the game is very focused on beaters. Gemini Elf sets the new standard to 1900 attack. Of course, there are monsters like Zombra the Dark and Goblin Attack Force that can stop Gemini Elf with superior attack, although their limited attacking capabilities mean that they're not as consistent in dealing damage. And of course, there's Bazoo, which can not only get over Gemini Elf, but can also get over Jinzo if three monsters are banished, and can even clash with Summon Skull. However, since Bazoo does require monsters to banish, that's why I would only use two instead of three. And the last beater to complete the triangle is Kaiku the Ghost Destroyer. Gemini Elf does hard counter Kaiku in attack, 1900 versus 1800, but Bazoo the Soul Eater can't really use his banished effect against Kaiku. Moreover, Kaiku is very important if we consider the cards that were released in the months prior to it. We have Sinister Serpent alongside the Graceful Charity that Kaiku can counter. We have three Monster Revival cards that Kaiku can limit the effectiveness of. As you can see, it's an overall aggressive, beater-heavy format, and that's why many people at the time only ran one Nobleman and they just sided the other. For Sangin and Witch of the Black Forest, while they were limited to one by this point, it's also true that Sinister Serpent gives them a new high-priority target. So much so that Mystic Tomato is a viable card in this format to search out the Sangin and effectively search out the Sinister more quickly. And with two copies of Graceful Charity, even in this beater-centric format, there's reason for Magician of Faith to be in every decklist. For the Spell Trap lineup, most of it is your basic usual. With all the graveyard synergy in this format, Painful Choice is more powerful than ever before. Mystical Space Typhoon is still allowed at 3, and even though it's a boring 1-for-1 card compared to some of the others, it still has a lot of utility, and there are reasons why you may want to use 2 or 3 of them. It can be an answer to newly released cards at the time like Premature Burial and Call of the Haunted. It's also a chainable card that Jinzo cannot negate. Fissure seems like the weakest spell card in this lineup, but I think it's a pretty important card in this beatdown-centric format. First of all, there's not a lot of traps in this format, so if you use Fissure on the opponent's monster, that gives you an open shot to attack directly. Another thing is if the opponent has summon advantage, they have more face-up monsters than you do, but you can only summon one monster a turn. Fissure can help even out the field. The trap lineup in this format is often very basic because there's a lot of trap hate out there. There's Jinzo, Mystical Space Typhoon, Heavy Storm, Harpy's Feather Duster, and while you have a powerful card like Torrential Tribute and you could theoretically use three of them, you may not want to do that. Another notable card is Jar of Greed, which can help you get to your power cards faster and can be used as bait against cards like Heavy Storm and Harpy's Feather Duster. And Time Seal, of course, has similar strengths. And, you know, there are of course other tech options like White Magical Hat and Maneater Bug and 4-star Ladybug of Doom, but this format doesn't have that much depth to the point where we really would want to go on much further than this.